All right, and the first full day of the conference is getting underway. You may ask, why are we here? Why do we do this? And that's what we want to talk about right now. Scott Shigley, our general manager, thanks for bringing us up here.
Hey, good morning.
And Jeff Bohm, St. Clair County Commission Chair. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, morning. Thanks for having me.
Fourth year that we've been up here, right?
Fourth year, yeah.
This all started as a discussion of, you know, why don't we get a seat at the table? Scott is a former chairman of the Blue Water Chamber of Commerce. This was a discussion that was coming up with the chamber, with the county, EDA, Blue Meat Screen, right?
Right. Yeah, no, about 4 years ago, we decided that we were going to come up here and you know, kind of see where, you know, what conversations we could have with, you know, business people we could meet. Obviously, there's a lot of elected officials that are on the island as well. So it's just an opportunity to really network and to really tell our story. And, you know, over the years, it's really evolved. And we've taken, you know, some steps to make sure that our messaging is, you know, that we have, I guess what's important for me, you know, as being part of the radio station is to let people know that, you know, the folks that are up here representing our community are making some strong inroads and getting their voices heard on other media across the state. This year, for sure, Jeff, we've had a couple opportunities to, you know, talk about what's going on in St. Clair County.
Yeah, really. And I just, once again, I want to thank you guys for your participation in this. We've really been able to now do, I think, a much larger reach on some of the statewide networks and tell our story. As so often you see some of the coverage, perhaps we may get in Cranes, and you guys obviously do a great job of covering the local stories. And I know for the listeners out there, you've had a lot of people that are from all over the state that are going to be on today and tomorrow and Friday. And it's important for us to take that message to the rest of the state. I mean, we've got some unbelievable investments happening in our community, and really it's the old, if you're not out there, if you're not doing this, making yourself relevant, no one else is going to find you, bottom line, right? So we can sit there and wait for somebody to come tap us on the shoulder, but you know what? We're tapping others on the shoulder, telling our story.
We talk about an elevator pitch. You know, if you had 30 seconds in an elevator with somebody, what would you tell them? I like to think of having a taxi carriage pitch here, because you get on a horse-drawn taxi going from one place to the other, and you're on a good 10-15 minute horse-drawn taxi ride. You never know who you're going to meet and what kind of conversations you're going to have on those taxis.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, you sit down, I often talk with Caleb about, you know, I love going to Washington, D.C. and just sitting down and, you know, in establishments, you never know who you're going
right,
who you're going to be sitting next to. And up here, it's very similar. I mean, you know, you get on a carriage and you find out, you know, what a new type of business or somebody that's in charge of economic development in Southeast Michigan. And, you know, it really is a great opportunity, you know, for us. And, you know, we have, I mean, as you know, Paul, I mean, our partners in like the EDA, you know, the Fort Gratiot Township, you know, Community Foundation, all those folks, you know, have decided to partner up with us, you know, to make sure that, number one, we can, you know, inform everybody in St. Clair County, your listeners, about, you know, what's going on a regional basis and statewide. But I think it's also important for us to be able to let people know that, you know, the people that are representing, I've been so impressed, Paul. Like, I'm lucky enough to be on a group with Jeff on the Blue Meat Screen board, and you got a group of people that really don't care about credit. You know, this is, like, we have a community right now, and you can't take it for granted, I mean, that are doers. You know, it's not people sitting around talking about, well, what if, what if, what if. I mean, we have those what if conversations, but very strategic plans on how, you know, to move the community forward. And I mean, I've only been, you know, been a part of it for probably about 5 years now, but seeing how and listening to how it's developed over the past decade is really impressive. And honestly, it's not something that happens anywhere else. And you know, we were talking about on the way up yesterday. You know, it's too bad that our political, state and federal, you know, politicians didn't really look at it from that similar standpoint of, you know, hey, you know, if we're just trying to do the right thing and everybody's bringing their skill set to the table, what, you know, who cares who gets credit for it? Yeah. Let's just make it happen. And that's, you know, that really is a mentality that, you know, Jeff and Don Fletcher and, you know, a lot of other, you know, folks have fostered, and you got to feel super proud about
it. Well, I always use Randy Fernandez, this analogy, and we've all sat in meetings with Randy, and his attitude is, yes, we'd like to have it in Marysville, but as long as it comes to our area. You know, I can tell you, I always say 15 years ago, people probably would have worked three times harder to not have it come to your area because of the jealousy. Yeah. The whole overall shift just in attitudes, everybody working, really working very well together. And it's a critical mass situation, you know, whether it comes to Marine City, to St. Clair, to Port Huron, to Marysville. You know, if we're going to become an area that 5.4 million people that live 2 hours away from us, we've got to have some things to hold them. And you and I have had these conversations before, Paul, and now we just got to do, you know, a better job of continuing to tell that story on a larger platform. And that's why we're up here, essentially.
That spirit of cooperation has spread even beyond St. Clair County's borders. I know that you've established a pretty good relationship with Mark Hackle. We're going to talk with him tomorrow, I believe, from Macomb County, the Macomb County executive. And that same mentality. Boy, it would be nice if, the $10 million factory got built in St. Clair County. But if it's not, you have to build it in Macomb County. At least let the people building it, the people working there, live in St. Clair County.
I know a lot of our listeners out there either work in Macomb or have someone that they know that works in Macomb, and it's not that far a drive. So to see that, if you look at the region, Macomb is arguably the most important piece for our success because of the, proximity to St. Clair County, and they've got great leadership over there, a lot of investment, tremendous growth. Now I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to live on Hall Road, just for the record.
Right.
It's kind of nice living in St. Clair County, but it's also nice to have those employment opportunities over in Macomb. And yeah, Mark and I and his team, we've had a very good working relationship for quite some time now.
You mentioned all those millions of people that live within 2 hours of St. Clair County. This is one way to reach some of the influential ones especially, by coming up here and getting to know them. How do you reach all of them? How do you get the message across to the whole region that, hey, St. Clair County has really got a lot going on right now?
Well, we're working it. Obviously, we've got some strategies to get there. We need to really continue. And I think some of just the assets that we have, and I'll point to the investment in the St. Clair Inn, and that was always a regional draw. You know, people identified St. Clair Inn. And we arguably, if you turn the clock back 5 to 7 years ago, we didn't necessarily have anything that would have been a quote-unquote regional draw. Now you've got your theaters down in Marine City with Tom and Kathy Vert, and people coming from all over the place for that. St. Clair Inn is going to be that destination again. And, the up north thing's nice, but it's 4.5-5 hours all day long to get there. And so just really looking forward to some of these other things that are going on in some of the bricks and mortar investments in our area to really tap those 5.4 million people, which would make you the 23rd largest state in the country, just for the record. That's an interesting statistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny though, Paul, you say, what's the strategy to do that? And, you know, that's one of those things I think that our job is to also tell, our listeners that, look, to be an advocate, for the community. I mean, the reality is that how many times have we, we said, hey, let's invite somebody to come up, and, we never physically put it on the calendar. And with so many transformative projects going on right now, and so many cool places for people to visit, I just challenge everybody that's listening. It's like that this year, make it put somebody on your calendar and have them come up for a weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all. Really, I have some friends in Detroit. I sit on a board, the MAB board, and a guy that has a place up by Glen Arbor, which is always listed as like one of the top places in the in the country to go, and has some friends that have built houses or bought houses along the waterfront in our area, and he said, "Gosh, I don't know why I make that 4-hour drive."
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's just we have to consistently remind people. And social media is a great way to do
sure.
it. I mean, if you can do that, do it.
We're doing our part. We had friends come up from Berkeley about a month ago, and we talked them into coming back for the Yale Bologna Festival this summer.
Awesome.
So we're making steps. Shout out to Yale this morning. What's your goal this week, Jeff?
Really just to continue to spread the word on a larger network. And I think just to really put some spotlight on the investments that we have going on in St. Clair County, because this is heavy political up here, heavy investment community, kind of the pulse of what's going on in southeastern Michigan, and just really talk about all those great things that we have. I know some different people have different messages. I know with, for example, Macomb County, you're probably going to hear them talk about the roads, which are arguably it's an issue for everybody, but perhaps a much bigger issue for them.
Yeah.
Now I think with us, it's the continued you know, come to St. Clair County, check us out, and I think you'll come back.
Should be an interesting couple of days.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Shigley and Jeff Bohm, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We're at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island on WPHM.